He is back again, Matty Welsh, with the Thursday Trial Show, finding you all the future winners, and I can't wait to get his thoughts on a fabulous Caulfield Cup on Saturday. Matty, how are you, mate?
Very well, Michael, and I must say, very much looking forward to the Caulfield Cup on Saturday. It's a very intriguing edition of the race.
It certainly is. $5 the field, one of the great races anywhere in the world. But first, let's see what has caught your eye under the cover of darkness at the trials. Where are we heading this week?
Well, we're heading to a range of venues. There's jump outs everywhere these days now that they're all online as of October 1st. Kickoff last week at Caulfield. I just thought this was a horse worth mentioning in Queegee Phoenix. A four-year-old entire, has had a couple of trainers, started his career in New Zealand. He was the 2017 winner of the Champagne Stakes over in New Zealand. He campaigned up in Queensland. He's now down in Victoria for a campaign, and he trialled very well last Tuesday at Caulfield. Settled just off Duty in Disguise, who's a pretty smart galloper, or pretty promising galloper for the Sadler Yard, and then booted away over the concluding stages. So I think Queegee Phoenix is in very good order. Has had a few interruptions in his career of late, but very promising, and might be worth following over the Spring Carnival.
Okay, very good. At Mornington, you don't get too many out of Mornington, but you like one here, a Woman in Red.
Yeah, another one going back to last Wednesday, this one. And Woman in Red, she used to be trained by Graeme Begg, now with Brooke Schroeder. And very impressive in winning its trial, running second in its trial at Mornington last week. Settled on speed, wasn't knocked around late. I think she can just go to a class one or a benchmark 58 for the new trainer and just sneak under the radar a little bit. Form just middling of late, but really impressive jump out. I think Woman in Red is in good order ahead of its resumption to racing.
And you found one on at Flemington on Friday, a filly that has already shown she's got a lot of potential, Propel from the Ellerton Zara stable.
Yeah, absolutely. She's just had the three starts. She was a very impressive winner of her maiden last campaign. She went down the straight at her most recent start and was okay. She's had a break. She went around in heat nine at Flemington on Friday. It was easily the quickest time of the morning, just a tick over 46 seconds. She bounced straight on the bunny. She led them around the home bend and just loved the way she extended over the last 200 metres. The further they went, the further in front she went, and that time was over a second quicker than any other heat on the morning. So, you know, at trial speed, that's sort of around five lengths. Really impressive bit of work from Propel. She's a filly I've always had a lot of time for, and I think she's only going to get better and probably end up in stakes grade, I would have thought. Really impressive galloper for Matty Ellerton and Simon Zara.
Yeah, there's no doubt she is a future horse to follow. At Caulfield, have you got one that we've heard a fair bit about previously?
Yeah, just one I thought worth mentioning in Mastering. We backed him heavily at Pakenham first up last preparation. It was $3 into $1.50, then trained by Matt Laurie. He got knocked over. I think Damien Lade rode from memory. Got knocked over in the straight.
It was a nightmare.
It was a nightmare. And he came out and won at his next start. He's since changed stables to the Mick Price Yard, and I just noticed him poking around in behind the speed on Tuesday at Caulfield, and he moved very nicely. So he's certainly worth following. And then out of the same Caulfield set, I thought we could follow Layel, another Mick Price-trained mare. She was in heat two. She won really well first up last campaign in fast time at Wangaratta. And based on the way she trialled there in heat two, I think she's going to be very hard to beat wherever she turns up first up. And just finally, one out of the Cranbourne jump outs, which are now online. We've got Fields listed, trainers naming their horses and jacket colours noted. Out of heat 11, El Questro, I thought, trialled very well for Alison Sheehan. This mare's entered at Pakenham tomorrow night. She's currently first emergency, but I think if she gains a start, she'll be very hard to beat. She won a 1,000-metre heat leading all the way in reasonable time under her own steam. So plenty to follow. All the jump outs, you know, I've got so many of them now. We've put them all online at racing.com as
great.
Well. Yeah, and I've started...
And you'll start doing comments on them?
We're going to do reviews of as many as possible, so you can head over there and you can see there's Sale, there's Geelong, there's all sorts of jump outs online now. So it's really good for punters that these things are finally coming online and being made available.
And getting them aggregated so that they're easy to find, not on four different websites, which is the right way to go.
Yeah, exactly. So they're all linked on the jump out calendar there at racing.com. So plenty to follow this week. And yeah, there's only more and more horses to follow at the jump outs. It's good for punting, but it's a lot of work.
Well, that's why you are the main man, because you're a workaholic. And we like to get that here on RSN and also on racing.com. I know you're keen Maui Cup Day, but before that, I want to get your thoughts on the Caulfield Cup. Final field, barrier draw is done. A bit of controversy in the week with no Yucatan, but the punters now seem to have it down to a race in three from the market perspective anyway, with Kingswell Dream, also Young Star, the Cliffs of Moher, the only runners under double figure odds. Is that how you see it, Matty?
It is, yes. I've got Young Star on top. I thought her run in the Turnbull was excellent. She's only had the three runs leading into it this campaign, but campaigned deep into the winter, no doubt would have spelled up in Queensland, I would have thought, and the horses do very well with the sun on their back. But I just thought her run in the Turnbull was probably marginally better than Kingswell Dream. No doubt Kingswell Dream's had virtually a faultless preparation. Brad Spicer said at the barrier draw, drawing the good gate there was just another tick in the roadmap of having the perfect preparation, and everything's gone right for them. Just had a slight leaning to Young Star, and I know Mick Sharkey won't be happy to hear that, but he is as bullish as anyone I've ever heard. So if you take him on his word, then the horse is over the line. But yeah, I'm on Young Star and the Cliffs of Moher. I thought that was an excellent run in what was a fast race that Ben Battle won on Saturday. They ran very good time for the 2,000 metres. They just dropped the tempo a little bit mid-race, which I don't think suited the Cliffs of Moher, but outstanding late sectionals. If he can back up and get out to the 2,400 metres, which obviously is a suitable distance, maybe settle a little bit closer from gate three up in trip, then I thought he was the main danger. Of the internationals, I like Best Solution. Not overly keen on gate 17, but if it can get some luck in the running down the straight the first time, then certainly going to be in the mix. They were probably the three for me. Ventura Storm also comes through that Turnbull and was very good late, didn't have a huge amount of luck, so maybe worth including at longer odds.
$34.
Yeah, huge odds. Given
and in two more strides, he beats Kingswell Dream home.
Exactly, and that's no doubt going to be a strong form race. It was a slowly run Turnbull, but gee, they really sprinted up late with Winks running enormous sectionals to get over the top of them. But yeah, I just thought the Young Star and the Cliffs of Moher were at $5.50 and $7. I could back both of them. Certainly include Kingswell Dream in quaddies, in quinellas and trifectas. And then for the trifectas and first fours, Best Solution, Ventura Storm, maybe next best.
Yep. Sometimes we overcomplicate things. Post the Caulfield Cup, we might look back and go, that form line with a horse called Winks was pretty good. That might be the strongest form line we have.
I think so. I think those two weight for age races, the Caulfield Stakes and the Turnbull Stakes, I mean, you can see these weight for age races often don't produce the fast times, but both of those races were, well, the Turnbull Stakes was slow early, but extremely fast late, and the Caulfield Stakes was just sustained speed. So they should be really the best form references leading in, I would have thought.
All right, let's get some money today so we can have a good crack at the Caulfield Cup. And it's the Moe Cup day. Good little day as well. $150,000 for the Moe Cup, and they've got a nice field, but you've picked out a few which I'm very excited about. Where do we start?
We'll kick off in race one. I think it's a two-horse race between the toppy Call Him What You Like and number two, Ginger Jones. Slight leaning to Call Him What You Like. Really impressive trial at Cranbourne back on October 8th. Craig Robertson rode there. Wendy Kelly trains up on speed, kicked away, ran good time for the morning. So I think he's going to jump on the bunny. He'll probably be up on speed along with Ginger Jones. I'd expect them to pair off and fight out the race, but just a slight leaning to Call Him What You Like. I'll be backing race one, number one, have a small save on the Quinella with number two, Ginger Jones.
Have you backed Call Him What You Like already?
I had it just a tiny bit last night, but I missed the very, very early prices. No, I wasn't good enough for
open
that.
Open $10, currently a $3.10 pop, so we've missed the price.
I think generally with these sorts of horses, once you get a bit closer to race time, they might drift a little bit and we get slightly better.
All right. You like one in race number two, a first starter as well.
Yeah, just one who's had a couple of sneaky trials, number 10, Strike and Nerve. Susie Wells trying to get her first win up as a trainer. She's only had one other horse to go to the races. Luke Curry takes the ride. Slight concern with the inside alley, but at the price, I'm happy to take the risk that she'll get a little bit of luck late. She had two trials at Cranbourne, one back on August 21st when she was right on the heels of a Biro Paramount Will. Probably would have won that trial in another bound, and she wasn't asked to do anything at all. And then last week on October 8th, she was back at the trials. She was beaten 4.5 lengths, but she wasn't asked to do anything once again. So I think she's got a bit of ability in a weak race, race two, number 10, Strike a Nerve. either back her each way or back her and save on number four, Moonlight's Reward, who's going to be up on speed. Was beaten under a length in a pretty fast race behind Sayorsa, who I'm about to reference as well. So pretty keen there in race two. Happy to back number 10, Striker Nerve, each way, or back 10 and save number four, Moonlight's Reward.
Well, you like that Sayorsa form, and she's it's $5.50 today.
Yeah, in race four, I think good win on debut, as I referenced there at Bairnsdale. Had trialled extremely well leading into it. Beat Sosie Bond in a trial and did so really comfortably in good time. Led all the way at Bairnsdale. If he can find the front off gate one with a bit of speed now out of the race, I think he's going to be very hard to beat. Race four, number six, Sayorsa.
And the most interesting runner today at Mowi, you're on the Boddy bandwagon.
Yeah, I just thought it worth referencing Boddy because a few people probably were a little bit disappointed with visually how he won first up at Geelong, but I don't think that race was run to suit him. He didn't get out until the 200 metre mark, and he just looks to me like a horse who wants to get going and wind up a lot earlier than that. So he's going to have to get off the inside again for Damien Lane, hopefully before they get to the home straight at Mowi. You'd love to see him out free rolling a bit earlier, and they might be getting off the fence this as the day gets on with a bit of rain around. But I thought that win at Geelong was really impressive, and I thought he'd just go out and win there at Mowi today, race 9, number 13, and maybe a sneaky chance for the Derby. Obviously a fair bit of water to pass under the bridge between now and then, but I think he's one of the best bets on the card, race 9, number 13, Boddy.
Good on you, Matty. Plenty of horses to follow, plenty of tips for the coming week. Good luck over the Caulfield Cup extravaganza on Saturday.
Thanks, Michael. Have a great weekend.
You can watch the Racing.com trial show Wednesday nights on free-to-air 7-8 or Foxtel 529, or head to Racing.com for more trial information.
That wraps up Racing Pulse today. I hope you've enjoyed the show. If you missed anything, make sure you jump on the RSN website, download the podcast, especially have a listen back to TJ Comerford, the travelling foreman for Aidan O'Brien, how buoyant he was about Yucatan and also the Cliffs of Moher's chances in the Caulfield Cup on Saturday. Tomorrow, it'll be a huge Caulfield Cup preview show from 9 o'clock. Mick Sharkey in the studio with a special edition of Friday Form Focus. We'll also catch up with Darren Weir, Chris Waller and a number of the leading contenders. Good luck if you're having a punt today. We'll be back tomorrow from 8:30.